Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold with many guests joining us on the program today, some here in studio, some joining us on the phone. First of all, introducing Amirna Renas, who is an organizer of The Ugly Truth. I guess, help me out here, Myrna. Fill in the blank for me. The Ugly Truth
Forum.
Forum. Thank you. It's great to have you here today. Thanks so much for coming in and talking about something that's near and dear to your heart. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having us.
Also joining us, they'll be part of the forum next week, Joy Smith, former MLA and MP, and Betty Lawrence with NASHI, an organization out of Saskatoon. Now, great to have you ladies as well. We'll get to you in just a moment. So, Myrna, the ugly truth about, let's fill in that blank for people.
Well, it's about human trafficking. Mm-hmm. And so putting it plainly, the ugly truth is that is modern day slavery. And it doesn't just exist in other faraway parts of the world, but it exists here in Canada, in Saskatchewan, and even the Yorkton area. And I guess from some reading I'd done and workshops I've attended, it surprised me, frankly, and it bothers me. And I think that as long as things like that stay somewhat hidden to people, that it grows.
And often doesn't get talked about.
Right.
We need to obviously address some of these issues. We can't put the blinders up thinking it's not an issue here, but it's rather a serious matter and our loved ones may be at risk. So tell us a bit more about what's going to be happening on the day of the forum, when, where is it happening, and what people can expect if they come out.
The training workshop is going to take place on June 22nd from 9 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. And it's taking place at Sign on Broadway here in Yorkton. That's 345 Broadway Street West, Yorkton, in the Regency Ballroom. And people can register by phoning 306-783-9409.
Great. People need to be acting fast, too, if they want to be part of this. Monday, it sounds like people need to get registrations in.
Yes.
And so what do you, I guess, throw out there in terms of someone that might be interested in coming out to something like this? Are we talking people that are in social services? Are you talking people that even... I don't know, just, I guess, who do you see that might benefit from coming out to this?
It is a one-day training event, so we were gearing it to people who are working in the human services, but it's certainly open to the general public as well. And there's a very reasonable registration fee of $40, which also includes lunch, and it's just an opportunity to come out and hear five very knowledgeable and experienced speakers on the topic.
So when you say training, I guess, what will people, I guess, be trained in ultimately?
Well, we have Joy Smith from the Joy Smith Foundation coming to tell us about what human trafficking is and giving us a more global and national perspective, speaking to some of the work that she's done when she was in politics regarding the legislation and how young people might be lured into human trafficking. Betty Lawrence from NASHI Our Children will be speaking a bit more in terms of, again, how young people might be lured into it and some of the signs, things you need to watch for. And Bev Harvey is a survivor who's coming from Dauphin, and she's coming to share her experience in human trafficking. Judy Hughes with the Saskatchewan Aboriginal Women's Circle will be coming to talk to us about the investigation into missing women in Canada and how there is, somewhat of a connection with human trafficking.
Okay.
And then Bruce Fansky from Regina has worked with the RCMP for a number of years, and the last 4 years specifically in human trafficking. And he's going to tell us more about what's happening in Saskatchewan and right here in the Yorkton area.
Well, awesome. Like you said, two of the people that will be speaking next Thursday are in fact joining us on the program right now. And we'll start with Joy. It's great to have you, Joy. Thanks for joining us from Manitoba today. When were your eyes first opened to human trafficking? Not necessarily being a global problem, but even on a Canadian level, and then for yourself locally there in Manitoba?
Well, actually, what I do is center on Canada. It's very much a Canadian problem. And we just put out a DVD, Human Trafficking, Canada's Secret Shame. And it's an authentic DVD. It's real people talking about how human trafficking happens in Canada. It was about 20 years ago where I started working with the victims. My son was in an ICE unit. He was telling me what was going on. I gave seminars as a teacher. I was a teacher at that time of mathematics and science. And he gave me, I started giving seminars. The girls started showing up. And they showed me their tattoos. I was so moved by what was happening that I ran for office to put laws in. And eventually in Ottawa, I put the two laws that made Canadian history, 268 and C310, those two bills address human trafficking in Canada. And when traffickers also from Canada traffic abroad, we can bring them to trial here in our country.
Well, again, thank you for what you've done already in terms of laws and bills on that kind of level. I guess we go into a bit more description now of what's different than what it was before certain laws existed?
Well, you know, people used to think that when they saw a girl on the streets, and by the way, they used to be on the streets, they're not on the streets anymore. They're in hotels and in private homes. That's where the traffickers take them. It's underground because of social media. It's easy to advertise girls. Often they're advertised on Backpage. But the Canadian element in Canada, people have completely overlooked the fact that human trafficking happens right here in our country. And traffickers make between $260,000 to $280,000 per victim per year. That's been documented by CSIS. 93% of the people who are trafficked in Canada are born and bred in Canada. And there's so much that, you know, parents, so many heartbreaks of parents who have been the families, have had their children trafficked, and the heartbreak that it puts on their shoulders, and the recovery of their daughters is long, and it's if you get them out, and if they get out without disappearing.
Mm.
My total focus is on the Canadian problem now. It is worldwide. I've done quite a bit of work in Ukraine and in Israel, but my total focus this past 11 years has been totally on Canada because I really had to get the message out that human trafficking happens in Canada. So I worked with many of the victims and worked with peace forces and tried to, working together, we can stop human trafficking. But I have to tell you, Jordan, there are not enough police officers, there's not enough social workers, there's not enough parliamentarians or whatever. We have to work as a country to stop human trafficking in Canada. And that's why I'm coming out as the keynote speaker for this conference, because I have to congratulate the organizers of this conference and the people and all the people that are working so hard. The speakers, besides myself, that are coming out are all very, very, very credible people.
Yeah.
Who have worked very hard on this issue.
Yeah, well, it's whenever we hear a report of a missing person or a missing woman, more specifically, it kind of puts a lump in your throat when you don't hear anything for a while because the mind wanders to what may have happened there. Was it a runaway? Did something obviously criminal in nature happen to her, or now entering the fourfold because it's becoming more a part of the conversation? Are they involved in some kind of trafficking unbeknownst to them at the time? Maybe they were promised some kind of career in a different field, but yet it got them away from their home, and now they're in this underworld, if you will, of human trafficking. It's
That's very well
horrifying.
Put, Jordan, because these are innocent victims who are lured. They get their trust in people. It can be men, it can be women. Yeah. And often girls sort of fall in love. You know, they're underage, they're 14, 15, 16, and someone slightly older than themselves, a cute guy, will say, hey, you know, I love you. And they start with just saying, you know, why don't you dance at the local strip club because you've got such a beautiful body. It's just art. That happened to one girl just a short time ago, and she did that. And then everything was fine the first night and the second night, and the third night she was gang raped. And I have to say to you that her trafficker then sold her to another guy, and she almost lost her life before she was rescued. Human trafficking is just a diabolical, sinister, deceptive kind of crime because they get the trust of the youth. They trust these people, whether it's a man or a woman. I had another case where a woman took in runaways into her house because, you know, she gave them food and shelter, but they all eventually landed up being trafficked because she was the one who was the catalyst to connect them with the traffickers, and she got a lot of money out of it. So it's all about money, and I don't know how these people can live with themselves because... And then when you talk about human trafficking, there's big resistance. Oh, there's no human trafficking that happens. But I commend these people that are working on this issue. There is human trafficking. We have proven it. And the people are coming out and talking. At every large sports or entertainment event, whether it's NHL or the F1, you know, at the F1, at the... racing event in Montreal, they just arrested a whole bunch of human traffickers, and a large part of the young victims were underage, and that just came out at the Grand Prix. At every event, Calgary Stampede, NHL, at every event, these perpetrators use these events to get the girls together because they make a lot of money, and that's why they do it.
Wow. Well, Joy, I want to just thank you, not just for coming to Yorkton, not just for joining us on the program, but for striving to make a difference with certain measures in place or in hopes of gaining more social workers, police officers, making this a priority for them. And yeah, even though you're not in office anymore, still striving to make a difference when it comes to this issue.
I work every day on it, Jordan, and I just have to really commend the organizers of this conference and the speakers because you all make such a difference. And, you know, we take all the things that we have from the conference. The day of the conference, we're going to be tweeting out, we're going to be Facebooking out, we're going to be doing everything because we want people to be commended for their hard work on this issue. It's not only me. It's all these people who do this every single day of their lives, and it's hard work, Jordan. Mm-hmm. It's when you hear the stories, it takes its toll.
Well, obviously it's great to hear the good stories when we hear of people being rescued out of human trafficking, but it's an issue that obviously, and initiative and where the fight just continues as time goes on and on and on. So we must continue fighting to get these people freed from being human trafficked. So Joy, thanks so much for joining us on the program today. I know you've got a busy day yourself. We'll let you go. We look forward to seeing you next Thursday again, the Ugly Truth Forum in Yorkton next Thursday. Please register by Monday though. And if people want to register, Myrna, how can people do that?
Just by phoning 306-783-9409 or going on signadmin@sign-yorkton.org.
Wonderful. Our other guest, who will also be here next Thursday, Betty Lawrence from NASHI. Betty, thanks so much for your patience. And tell us a bit about NASHI, this organization based out of Saskatoon, and what you're doing in the fight against human trafficking.
Okay, thanks, Jordan, for the opportunity to speak. It is an organization that formed 14 years ago, and at that time, we knew that there was a problem, didn't know to the what extent until we heard, we read Victor Malarek's book called The Natashas, and it dealt specifically about the sex trade situation in Eastern Europe. And then we went and heard him speak, and we were moved, that was Savalia and myself, were moved with the content of the book and his powerful interest and passion about what's happening to the girls, to the victims. So we heard him speak in Edmonton, and on our way back, we said that we can do something. We didn't know what at that time, but we could do something to change the life of one person. I mean, even if you change that, you change the world, their world, our world. And that was the impetus for us going forward. And 14 years later, we are proactive in trying to prevent young girls from being trafficked. There is boys that are being trafficked as well, but we are proactive rather than reactive. We want to try to avoid them being trafficked to begin with. The situation is huge. You know, as Joyce alluded to it, we are dumbfounded with the number of people that are being trafficked, whether it be in Canada, in the world for that matter. And she referenced it being young women. We're finding that the demand is for the younger and the younger and the younger, because the demand is for the undiseased bodies. It's a horrid, horrid thing. It really is. So we decided, you know, do something so that these young people, the young girls, will not have that reality happen to them. So we have our mandate for NASHI is to create awareness of the problem, which is what's happening with this workshop, and as well, if somebody is being trafficked, what we can do about that. And we have built a safe house in Ukraine, and it's operational now 2 years, and we have 12 girls in the home, the youngest being 5 years old.
Wow.
That were on the streets and were about to be trafficked, were being lured. As Joy had mentioned, they were, the network is very good, whether it be in Canada, in the States, or wherever in the world, the traffickers befriend them, make them feel very, very special, and say that there is work out there, whether it be working as a nanny or in a strip club or a massage parlor. And that is happening here. That is happening in Yorkton, and it is happening in Saskatoon, and it is happening in all this. It's here. You have various forms of being trafficked. It's not just sexual. The human trafficking is bondage, death bondage, which is your nannies, servitude positions, forced labor, which would be people working in the food industry or the garment industry that internationally, and perhaps here, that I don't know for sure. Then you have sex tourism, which is a completely different aspect of being trafficked. Child soldiers. You see those, you know, the 12, 13-year-olds with the, you know, machine guns and whatnot.
Sure.
And the latest one is the organ and tissue trafficking.
Oh, wow.
And again, the younger the body, the more valuable the organs are. Mm. It's horrific. It really, yeah. really is horrific. And so by informing yourself, and that's what this workshop is all about, is giving you, you know, the worker or the person that is walking downtown Regina, the opportunity to walk with eyes open. Because
right.
often we just look the other way. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get involved. We don't want to see sort of, as you mentioned, sort of the underground world of that kind of activity.
Well, and prevention goes such a long way. Mm-hmm. And it goes to so many different angles, whether it's training and educating a young person to be more careful, particularly online, or who they're interacting with, I guess, on a daily basis, much like how while there, it's how a child can approach if they're just playing in a park or something like that, and then the car that comes along and it's of someone they don't recognize. This whole culture is shaping. These predators are targeting in many different ways, and often it causes people such as yourself or Myrna or Joy to kind of keep things on their Toast 2 to work up in forms of a defense on how to properly educate kids, their parents, their loved ones, schools. It goes such a long way. And when we hear about these numbers of just how many men, women, children are being trafficked, it almost seems like it's so much. How can we fix it? But little by little, if we can even save a couple kids here, because now they have the information, a couple kids in another community, now they are better equipped with more information to protect themselves, the bigger a difference hopefully it will ultimately make.
And that's absolutely true. I mean, getting it into the school systems, most of them, the education boards, are looking the other way, because we're saying that it should be targeting those children that are in grades 6 and 7, because that's the demand, right? So it's one thing to think about this happening. It's another thing, we know it's happening.
Yeah.
We know it's happening. So education is primary. Also, the internet.
Yeah.
The ICE squadrons throughout Canada and the world are just inundated. And Joy said they need to have staff. They have to have resources, because the internet actually is one of the largest areas in which they are recruiting now. And that's changed. I mean, this is a $35 billion industry worldwide.
Yikes.
Hard to wrap your head around that.
Yeah, well, this is, Myrna, why exactly we're calling it the Ugly Truth Forum. Time and time again, we're getting caught with maybe our fingers in our ears because we don't like hearing about this, right? Because it's troubling to the ears. It scares us. We deflect thinking, it may be an issue or more of a problem on the other side of the world to come to grips with. No, it actually could potentially affect the ones we love.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to hear, and that's all the more reason why we need to get it out there.
Right. Like, I'd have to give credit to people deciding to come out and hear about this for a whole day, because it's not a nice topic. It's not something that, you know, we really want to hear about, but I think it's important for people to be aware. And, you know, Joy, you know, was commending the organizers, and I just wanted to mention that it actually is being organized from a partnership of NAWSHIAR Children and SIGN here in Yorkton, the Society for the Involvement of Good Neighbors, as well as SOC, the Saskatchewan Aboriginal Women's Circle Corporation. And I'd also like to really thank the Painted Hand Community Development Corporation for some financial assistance as well.
Great. $40 again to come out on Thursday. Includes lunch, anything you need for the event. Make sure you register by Monday. That's what they're hoping. You get your registrations in by, again, 5 guest speakers, including Joy and Betty, who have joined us on the program today. Myrna, thanks so much for your role in putting this all together as well.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us on the show.
No problem. Joy, Betty, you as well. Safe travels on your way here. And thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you for the exposure, Jordan.
No problem. This has been all you ever wanted to know for today. Again, if you want more information, don't hesitate to reach out to SIGN. That's SIGN on Broadway, right?
Is where it's being held, but you need to phone their number, 306-783-9409, to register.
Wonderful. Well, again, Myrna, thanks so much. And to our guests as well for being on the program. This has been all you ever wanted to know. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.